The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another within you because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Oftentimes, we seem to forget of Christ's humanity, the real fact that he walked among us, that he became like us in all things except sin. Too often we think that when we think of Christ, we think of him as the second person of the Trinity, or Jesus Christ, God of the universe, King of kings. And we forget that he is one of us, that he walked the streets like we did. He had feelings like we did, temptations like we did, a frail human body like we do. And so it's important then that we pay attention to the fact that in today's gospel, he wept, because this is a reminder of his humanity, and really a reminder of our own humanity. We have to see Christ with the eyes of faith. We have to speak with him in our prayer. And he hears us even before we say a word, because he is not indifferent to our successes or failures, to our joys or sorrows. For by his incarnation, the Son of God has united himself in some fashion with every human person. Again, he worked with human hands, he thought with a human mind, acted by human choice, and loved with a human heart. Born of the Virgin Mary, he was truly made of one of us, like us in all things except sin. And today, Christ wept at the destruction of the city of Jerusalem, the city that he loved. The church is the New Jerusalem. So will we recognize him as he passes us by, as he's walking along the street? Will we recognize the time of his visitation? He often appears to us in ways we never fully comprehend. In the face of a child yearning for truth, in the eyes of the poor looking for food and shelter, in the hands of the elderly reaching out for assistance. My brothers and sisters, be alert, for Christ is near. And together let us keep vigil, waiting and watching for his coming.